Thank you very much for your observation and question, and Thomas. And let me also really express our sincere thanks to Denmark and the Danish government for all the support that you're lending to setting up the joint data center. The question was not planted, but it may seem like it. You will find over by the entrance a little postcard. I know we're going green, so we decided to just have a postcard out there. And it has two sides. One is a QR link to a literature review on forced displacement, where you will find some 300 plus academic and think tank articles neatly summarized on a page each about. So this is a database that we're building on evidence and facts related to forced displacement. It's categorized into seven different categories. That is one way for us to create a sense of community and a shared platform for evidence and data. Another step in that direction is that we're convening a research conference in mid-January together with the editors of the Journal of Development Economics, which are professors at Brown University and at Harvard University. We're doing it together with the World Bank's research department, where we will convene some of the foremost researchers, particularly from the economic side, on forced displacement. And around that research conference, which is a day and a half, we will create events for that appeals to the broader community of people who are in this space. Do go to the website where we have information on this research conference, you will be able to watch many of the events online at that point.